Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Natalie Rowbottom joins us now to turn serious, president of St. John the Baptist Parish. Ms. Rowbottom, first of all, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us. We are trying every effort possible to get as much information out as possible to the individuals impacted by the Bayou Steel closure.
I can't imagine being 35 or 40 years old, or even, I don't know what the ages were, but suddenly you find yourself out of work. That's what you did, and there aren't just a lot of steel plants where you can go work. I know a lot of employers, they don't want to admit age discrimination, but they're not going to take you in at 40 and train you on the latest technology, I don't think. I think that's kind of like an unspoken thing as it relates you know what I'm saying, social media, et cetera.
So and there's actually, you know, people who work there for in excess of 30 and 40 years. So this is problematic on a lot of levels. What I do know, and I've actually spoken to some of the individuals who were impacted. We met them at the Workforce Commission office yesterday at 8:30. The mobile unit from the state was also on hand to provide extra computers. And based on my visit in the afternoon, right under 200 individuals went to the center to register and apply for some of the jobs that are available. You're correct. Many of these individuals did not anticipate this closure. As a matter of fact, a couple of them said there was talk about a sale and them getting raises, so they were really caught off guard when they walked into work and were told or called into a conference room and told that they were declaring bankruptcy and closing and they needed to turn in their radios and clear their lockers. They also had not informed either our office or the state about the closure until they were letting people go, which is, you know, highly unusual. It did not provide the time to prepare, the 60-day timeline to prepare programs for these individuals in advance. But what I can tell you is we got the letter on September 30th with a permanent closure date of November 30th. And by October 1st at 8:30 in the morning, the mobile unit was there. The staff was prepared, and we are conducting a meeting with other state entities and other elected officials today to try and come up with what's absolutely available for these individuals. But what I'd like to get out today is there is a job fair. It's actually tomorrow from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock on the North Shore. This information is being given out at the Louisiana Workforce Commission office in LaPlace behind Donut Hole. And they've opened up their fair to additional employers, and they're very much aware of the employees at Bayou Steel. Now, the job fair is being held in Mandeville. However, many of those jobs are in our area. So we're encouraging these individuals to attend the job fair because some of them are like jobs or jobs similar to the skill set that they're exhibiting, that they attend this job fair. It's one of the largest ones that's going to be held. It was already scheduled, but they are making room for the employees as well as some additional employers who have called in to us to say, hey, we would like to participate in the next job fair. And I do want to thank all of the companies that have been calling us with job offers. I just received a call this morning from Ferrero Fire Apparatus in Holden, Louisiana. They have quite a number of jobs. We received information from CES that they have openings for CCTV inspection and operators for pipe cleaning equipment. We have other brand scaffolding provided some jobs. So what we're doing is anyone calling in our office, we're getting the information in terms of the company, the number and types of jobs, and we're providing that to the Workforce Commission. So when the individuals involved go to the facility, they have options or opportunities put before them. So we do want to thank everyone who has been calling in. That is what, you know, we're doing with the information they're providing. We want it to be available to the employees who were affected.
One thing I thought of, you know, if you look at the way the company conducted itself, Are there any pensions in play here, or is there any have any assurances been given to the employees that that's safe?
Actually, I have no information on that. That is a huge concern for us. In reading the initial letter, we were concerned about how it was written and the reference to a lack of capital, which somewhat throws them into an exemption category. But that's something that Secretary Ava Dejua is going to address with us today in terms of, you know, what the company can be held to. Obviously, there are attorneys involved as well to protect the employees. There's very little information at this point being given to us from Bayou Steel. We received that initial letter suggesting 376 positions would be impacted. The facility would close permanently on November the 30th, and then the following day we received a press release indicating they'd declare bankruptcy. So they've been unable to really share any with us, according to them, based on legal advice.
I know, like, when it comes to power companies, there are, and a lot of companies, they set up in each different area as an LLC or a different subsidiary, so the whole company is not responsible for whatever happens, although they do contribute profits to the whole company. So is this the entire Bayou Steel Company, or just the subset, however you want to phrase it, the subsidiary that's located in St. John the Baptist?
It's actually, to my knowledge, the subsidiary here, and okay. It's called Bayou Steel Group, which is different from one of the previous names. Now, Bayou Steel's been in the parish for a number of years. They've been sold and resold and restructured, and not to say that they didn't have trouble, but these people had jobs, and according to them, they were working, you know, their hours had been cut recently, but they'd also worked as many as 60 hours in a pay period, so they weren't anticipating this. But they've had some struggles. We're not clear. I know I've read some press releases that suggested the steel tariffs impacted Bayou Steel specifically because the product that they work with actually is imported. So if they were limping along anyway, it's likely that this pretty much crippled them.
So do you think you were intentionally misled with that letter giving a November date?
No, actually, they were very clear. They pretty much said they were laying off all but a very small number, and that number would be responsible for closing out what was left. And when I spoke with employees, I think there may be between 15 and 20 employees still there. And according to the employees I spoke with, all they're doing is finalizing the orders that were remaining. And then at that point, they will no longer have jobs.
Maybe I asked.
So it was very clear that they were going to be getting rid of the majority of those employees.
And maybe I asked it in the wrong way, Natalie, but if they had adhered to the date they sent you originally, which was November what?
November the 30th.
30th. Is there anything you could have done or the parish or the state could have done in terms of incentives to keep them open, or would it have mattered?
That's why we asked for that contact. And again, not knowing the full understanding of their dilemma. And I just really received some information indicating they're closing their Tennessee facility as well.
Okay.
So it's probably, you know, greater than just what's happening here in St. John. Again, the reason we asked for that time is to give us the opportunity, one, to possibly work with them on dealing with what the problems were, and two, to prepare for the number of employees who would be unemployed. And that's the part that's really disheartening, that we weren't given that opportunity. And these individuals, you know, had no opportunity to look for other jobs or make plans in their families or, you know, adjust their budgeting because they just weren't, you know, given the time.
A text comes in, and it was going to be my next question anyway, which is, what does this mean to the parish? Because it's not just about Bayou Steel, right? There are a lot of people that supply this, supply that, restaurants, et cetera.
Absolutely. They will definitely have a major impact on the parish in two ways, and not just the parish government. The sheriff's office, the school system is funded through their taxes. There's also sales taxes that, you know, are generated through the company. We have some vendors, and it's public knowledge, that are owed as much as $650,000,
wow,
you know, in their bankruptcy filing. So, you know, there's at least two companies that are owed a significant amount of money in the parish. But keep in mind, we have residents and small businesses that deliver scrap to Bayou Steel. That is their business. So now that's not available to them. So we're looking at, the people who supply Bayou Steel, you know, they're affected. The individuals who work there, the parish will be affected, all of the taxing bodies. And, of course, you know, these individuals have bills that they have to pay. So we are going to be providing additional information that we receive from HUD to assist any of them possibly with their mortgages that may have FHA loans holding them so they wouldn't go into foreclosure. So there's a lot of moving parts right now. And, of course, we're working directly through Louisiana Workforce Commission because that's where we're directing the individuals. So we're encouraging everyone to report to 421 West Airline Highway. It's behind the donut hole across from the Home Depot in La Place. They're situated with people and, again, a mobile unit to register. Again, we want to make sure we have information on all the individuals so if there are job opportunities, we can communicate that to them. Based on information I received from the Louisiana Workforce Commission in Baton Rouge, there are about 40,000 jobs similar to the ones that are lost, but again, they may not be in this immediate area. So we're looking to try and keep our employees as much as possible close to home, but we want to provide them with options with regard to where their next employment may be.
I know you're busy, and we got a time constraint as well, but is there any thought to working with Bayou Steel? I don't know enough about the facility to know if this makes sense or not, but to rehabilitate it somehow, to help them get out from under it, have somebody come in because the facility is already there, and start again under a different name and a different, maybe use the facility for something else?
Absolutely. We've actually received a couple of calls there as well with potential realtors looking to assist in the bankruptcy and possible sale of the facility so that it can be opened again. So, you know, we're dealing with a lot of information right now. It did catch us off guard. Again, we found out when the employees found out. But what I can tell you is, you know, I received an immediate call from the governor's office staff. We started immediately. They provided us with information to direct the employees to the Workforce Commission and provided their office with the information necessary to deal with the employees. And on my visit there first thing yesterday, actually before they opened, there were a few individuals there to take advantage of it, but by the end of the day, they've seen almost 200. So that is the process right now. We're going to direct all the resources there relative to mortgages, to job opportunities, and of course, we're going to find out a little more this afternoon about programs and assistance that might be available to the employees because the closure may have been the result of some foreign trade issues. But that's something that the Secretary of Workforce Commission and her staff are more familiar with. We're the conduit of information, and of course, we're going to assist in any way possible to try and help our residents and, of course, anyone impacted by this closure.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again, and God bless and good luck to everybody.
Thank you very much, and please stay in touch with us. We do intend, I think, to after our meeting this afternoon at 2, to attempt to put out some additional press information. Again, it's going to be a group of elected officials. We've invited our congressional delegation, our state representatives. We have representatives from the governor's office and Louisiana Workforce Commission to, one, try and come up with the best plan and information to get to everyone impacted. And, of course, we need to deal with, you know, the impact to the parish, the other taxing bodies as well, because this will be a hit to us, as well as some of our local vendors and people who supplied Bayou Steel and made a living doing so.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again. Natalie Rowbottom, president of St. John the Baptist Parish. Tommy Tucker back in a flash here at WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.